I think it's clear that the boy never went to the movies that night. No one in the house saw him leave after 11:30. No one at the theater identified him. He couldn't even remember the names of the movies he saw. What actually happened is this. The boy stayed home, had another fight with his father, stabbed him to death, and left the house at 12:10. Now, are you going to tell me that this knife fell through a hole in the boy's pocket? Someone picked it up off the street, went to the boy's home, stabbed his father with it?
I'm just saying that it's possible that the boy lost the knife, and somebody else killed his father with a similar knife.
Take a look at that knife. It's a very unusual knife. I've never seen one like it. Aren't you asking us to accept a pretty incredible coincidence?
Number 8 calmly pulls out a switch knife out of his pocket, flicks it open, and jams it into the table right next to the first one. Everyone is amazed because the two knives look exactly the same.
Where did you get it?
I bought that in a little pawn shop, just 2 blocks from the boy's house.
You pulled a real bright trick. Now I suppose you tell me what it proves. Maybe they had 10 knives like that. So what? The discovery of the age or something.